I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, this is Tracy Timmons from the Word of Mom Radio Network, and I am here at the Stone Pony, and I am hoping to get to talk a little bit later to the Flukes, the great funk band that we had on a few months ago, and I'm here at one of their concerts, and I'm going to hopefully get some of their music. They actually play some of their originals now. And yeah, there's noise in the background because, you know, we're here live. And I'm definitely going to get to talk to a couple of more fans and have some music and hopefully a few more words from them. But I'm really excited to be here. As most of you know, I've been sick. Although actually probably when we air this, I maybe will not have been sick, hopefully. And but yeah, you can hear in my voice that my throat's still scratchy and I haven't done much lately, so the fact that I got out and am at this concert is a real exciting thing. And tomorrow night is our Christmas cabaret with the Family Repertory Company. So I'm going to sign off for now, but there will definitely be more coverage of the Flukes concert coming up.
We got Anthony Trump on the top of my way. We got Joe Trimmy on the drums back now. Our song's off the EP, and this one's called Found.
Thank you.
So the next band is setting up, but the Flukes just finished, and I'm here with some of their super fans. Say hello, ladies.
Hi.
And my niece Megan is here somewhere too, but she's talking to her mother. I'm going to have each of you just quickly say your name, and then I'm going to just have you tell me a little bit about why you love the Flukes. You can join us too if you want. What's your name?
I'm Kelly, and I love the Flukes because they play Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Awesome.
I'm Cassie, and I love the Flukes because they're just really cool and original. Like, they're so fun and entertaining to watch. They just have, like, great shows and
awesome, good.
I'm Morgan, and I love the Flukes because they're really down-to-earth, but also extremely talented and great friends.
Excellent, good.
I'm Kira, and Morgan stole my thing, but they're really talented, and they're awesome, so I just like them.
Good.
Oh, hi, I'm Megan, and I'm friends with them, and I like them because... I like them because I like that style of music, and they're really kind people.
So, I know they've only had their original stuff out for a short time. Have you guys been able to have, like, a favorite original Fluke song yet?
Edge of Town.
I really like Found.
Yeah.
Found is awesome, yeah. Which one did you say?
Found.
Oh, Found, yeah. And you said?
Edge of Town.
Do you have a favorite original?
Edge of Town
or Found.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess Edge of Town and Found are the two ones. Hi, are you one of the Fluke super fans as well? I'm interviewing some of the fans for Word of Mom Radio, and so they've been talking to me and telling me what they love about the Flukes.
Oh, they're incredible.
Yeah.
They are. They're really, really talented.
And say your name?
Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say about the Flukes before we sign off?
Listen to From the Depths on Spotify.
Excellent. Thank you. These are the super fans of the Flukes, and this is Tracy Timmons for Word of Mom Radio. This is Tracy with Word of Mom Radio again, and I have Mike Trilli, the youngest Trilli brother, and the bass player. And Mike's already aware, but I'll just make sure all of you are aware that bass players are always my favorite in the band. So, Mike, how was tonight? It was a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah.
And are these new elf costumes also a grandma creation?
Yeah. Wait, no, these aren't, because she broke her wrist and she couldn't do anything.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
Yeah. These are eBayware.
Ah, eBayware. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that because I was a little disturbed to see that Kyle's pants ripped open.
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing.
I couldn't imagine that Grandma made him something that would rip like that. I'm sure if Grandma made it, they would have made it through.
Grandma makes them special.
So tell me about tonight. What was special about tonight?
A lot of new songs.
Yeah, definitely. I was excited to hear a lot of songs I hadn't heard before.
Not just Chili Pepper ones, too.
Right, yes, you played quite a few of the originals, which is good. And our listeners are going to get to hear a few of those, which will be awesome. Yeah. And we got to hear from some of your amazing fans today. You had awesome fans here tonight. And so, Mike, when we did our first interview, some of the sound quality wasn't great on the phone call. And I missed... you gave me a biggest wow moment that I ended up having to cut because the sound was so awful that I literally couldn't even hear what you said. And Joe never gave me one, so I was determined to get both of you to give me your big wow moment today.
My biggest wow moment. Is it like bad or good?
Oh, I guess it could be either way. I mean, to me, it was sort of that wow, I can't believe I'm doing this moment is what I was looking for. But if you have a different kind of wow moment you want to share... I'm sure we're all your fans are very happy to hear anything you have to say.
Probably Starland when we walked down. There's just like a lot of people.
Yeah, that had to have been huge. That's cool. Well, I see that you're freezing, so I won't keep you here. Make sure your fans are happy. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, the next band member that might be in the crowd.
This is an original called White Room.
Oh,
Thank you.
On his intro that I missed, Kyle said that's one of the first songs they ever wrote.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear, to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feeling. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Now I have Joe Trilli, the drummer of the band, my mother's favorite, Megan's Nana's favorite in the band.
How's everyone?
Good. How are you doing, Joe?
Good.
So fun tonight. I loved hearing all the originals tonight.
You like it?
Yeah, that was great. It was a lot of fun. And I was just telling Mike, when I did the first interview with you guys, I got Anthony and Grace's biggest wow moment so far.
Okay.
And Mike gave me one that the sound was really bad on and I had to cut it out.
Okay.
And you got away without answering the question.
I think I did skip that one.
You did. So I need, the fans need to know your biggest wow moment.
Biggest wow moment?
Since you started doing this. Like that moment that you just went, I can't believe this is me in my life.
I remember this. I remember it was one show, you know, like we're playing all of our originals and people were singing along as if like they listened to them already and stuff. And I think that was like a good,
that's
it just shows
huge.
Like, you know,
yes.
Your fans are really like listening to you and stuff. And I thought to me that was a big thing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, when I was talking, I talked to some of your fans earlier and I even said to them, I know the originals haven't been out that long.
Yeah.
Have you had time to pick a favorite flute song? And every one of them had one.
Yeah.
So yes, it seems like Found and Edge of Town are the main favorites so far.
Yeah, we want to throw like different sounding, you know, each song has a little bit of a different sound. So for people who like more upbeat songs, there's like Edge of Town and stuff. And then mellow songs is Found and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
That was our goal with this EP.
Yeah, I figured that's how it broke down. And it was interesting because I had so far heard the one original that you guys played at Megan's birthday party. And that was still very
that one was still very Chili Pepper influenced.
Yeah.
But tonight I really heard that you have a whole sound that's not necessarily Chili Peppers at all, which is cool.
That's what we're really trying to do. You know, everyone, like, from our start, everyone's like, yeah, Chili Peppers, yeah. And then we're like, there's more influences. So we started taking from different genres and stuff and putting things together. We're playing different covers.
Yes.
We played Brandy tonight and stuff.
Yes, Brandy was cool. And I was really bummed out. The last time you guys played, I actually was performing on the same day.
Oh, really?
And I missed your Beatles moment.
Oh, it will come back.
Okay, good. Because I'm a huge Beatles fan, so I need to see the Beatles
moment.
We
were wearing the Sgt. Pepper's and everything.
Yes,
and
I did see pictures.
We did pull off the Beatles. We played some Jimi Hendrix tonight, some Iggy Pop. So we're really mixing genres, and it's really being influenced into our originals because we're making a bunch of new originals for the new EP that's coming out
soon. Good.
So yeah, it's really helping us out, and it's really fun.
When should we be on the lookout for the new EP?
Recording starts in February. February 2nd, we record. After editing, I would say
summer maybe?
Before the beginning of summer, maybe May-ish, April-ish, depends.
Oh, cool. Like a great Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. We can do something like that.
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent. Thanks a lot, Joe. Right, I appreciate
your
time.
Thank you so much.
And this is Anthony Trilli, the guitar player and the oldest brother. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Excellent. Excellent. Amazing tonight. I think this is definitely the best show that I've seen yet.
We try to set the bar for each show very high, and now we got to start preparing for the next. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was saying that what I love tonight is this is the first time you guys, I think, debuted your first single at Megan's party.
Yes.
And that, to me, still had a very heavy Chili Pepper influence.
Right.
So tonight, hearing some more of your original stuff,
yes,
we really got a sense of some of the different styles that you guys have inside of you.
We don't try not to confine ourselves to any one particular sound. So when you hear the other originals, other than, you know, just one of them at one time, you really see that when we say we don't confine ourselves to one sound, you witness it live, you know?
Right.
You got the slow stuff, the fast stuff, the deep stuff, every spectrum.
Exactly, exactly. And when the first time you and I talked, you guys told us some of the other influences. I've been telling all the guys, and just so you know, because I want to make sure this promise is kept, I missed your Beatles moment last show because I was performing the same night as you, so I wasn't here. And I'm a huge Beatles fan, so I need the Beatles moment to come back.
That's
going
to have to be debuted again for you.
Definitely.
We don't want you to miss that.
Exactly. So what was your favorite moment tonight?
Oh, the encore.
Yeah.
Definitely the encore.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We were just so excited to get the crowd involved and with the whole We Will Rock You, you know, tease.
Yes.
And then to bring in a completely new song that we never played that song before, like, other than practicing for the show. So it was our debut for that song.
Oh, awesome. So I have twice heard a song live for the first time. That's incredible.
Yep, you got the debut.
So I've talked to some of your super fans today as well, and I think I almost get to put myself in with the super fans now.
I classify you as a super fan at this point.
Excellent. And what was really cool, and I want to make sure you know, is that I said to them, I knew not a lot of your originals had been around for a while.
Right.
So I said, have you had time to kind of have a favorite Flukes original? And every one of them had one.
Did
so,
they really? Wow.
Yes. And Found and Edge of Town seem to be the winners so far.
And they're two completely different songs. You know, you got the hard rock sound and song, then you have the really, like, the slower and very emotional song, as I would describe it.
Yeah, and you guys didn't play Edge of Town tonight, right?
Oh, we did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
We didn't play Wanna Ride tonight because the timing.
Exactly. No.
It was in there, though.
So, yeah, and I may not have, I didn't hear every time when you announced it. I happen to be the fan that goes more for the slow songs a little bit myself.
That's
what I like. So I did love Found a lot.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I could kind of even see, I mean, knowing my niece's personality and just being someone who judges people, I had a feeling Edge of Town was an upbeat song because of who picked that and who picked Found, you know, when they told me. You could see.
A lot from the taste and the music and who they are and whatnot.
Exactly. So we've gotten your big wow moment already. So let me ask, what was your worst moment on stage?
Worst moment was when I had to go in to do a harmony and my mouth was so dry. And I was like, I was like, I can't do it. So I just let it slide and I turn around and I see Joe's face of disappointment on me. He's like, come on, man, you missed the harmony. And I'm like, I need water. But it was okay.
Yeah, well, and you know, I always tell my students that, though, you know, that's the wonderful thing about being live. Like, when you're perfect, there's nothing to talk about.
Oh, that's what I love about being live.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're not going to get the same thing every time, you know? Like, in a recording, you can hear the same thing over and over. The same
exactly. It's never going to change.
Five, the tempos might go up, depending on, you know, your mood and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, things might slow down. Everything changes when you're live. You can hear mess up in there, and to me
that's the best.
That's my favorite part.
I know people beat themselves up about it.
Yeah.
And I was saying my theatrical friend, like, when we sit around telling stories, we never tell about the night the show went perfect.
Exactly.
We tell like the mess ups and how we dealt with them. Like, you're talking about that, and it reminded me a lot of one of my favorite moments, which is a friend of mine going up on the line and it was just the two of us talking, and we had British accents, and you have to do it in the British accent to say it. And I waited a minute, and then the whole time my brain is thinking about, well, what do I say if he doesn't come up with the line? Because his line led to my next line. So you give that pause to give him a chance to find it, but he did what I think is the perfect way to let me know he wasn't going to get it.
Right.
Looked me right in the eye, and my character's name was Clive. Yes, I was playing a man. And he just said, I don't know, Clive. I just don't know. And I'm like, okay, you don't have it. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to handle it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to go with, you know.
Right, because your scene partner is supposed to be there for you the same way you got. I mean, I don't know if you even saw Mike's strap pop tonight.
I didn't. No.
And he kind of went down just to not drop his bass. And Kyle went over and he's singing and he's helping him put the strap back together.
I mean, like, it was. You can't plan those out.
Exactly.
Know?
It was one of the most
on the
awesome moments ever.
Can Anthony be released for a picture?
He absolutely can. Thank you so much,
Thank
Anthony.
You very
Go
much
be
for
with
everything.
Your fans. All right. Take care.
We
Tracy Timmons from Word of Mom Radio again, and I'm with Kyle Misery, the lead singer, who we didn't get to hear from last time.
Yep.
So I'm really excited that we have a few minutes with him. How are you, Kyle?
Great, tired.
Yeah, that was, I mean, there's a lot, and I've said over and over again, like, I don't even think when I was your age I could have jumped around that much for more than an hour. You
right.
guys play for more than an hour. That's incredible. And in fact, I was commenting, I was really glad to hear that Grandma didn't make your costumes today because I saw the pants rip. And
that was an unfortunate.
I knew. Well, I mean, you know, look, you were fine.
It was great that it happened on the first song too.
You didn't have anything illegal happen as far as I could see. But when you jump around like a maniac, I guess that's bound to happen.
Oh, absolutely, all the time. We've had so many costume mishaps in our career. We started really simple. Our first show ever, we wore button downs and we wore a bunch of board shorts, and now we're wearing Santa outfits and elf outfits, so, you know,
yeah,
it's
exactly,
gonna happen.
Exactly. So. And in fact, I was just telling Joe, I was really bummed the last show you guys did, I was performing myself and I didn't see
right.
it. And I missed your Beatles moment, and I'm
a
big Beatles fan. But he promised me
fun.
It's gonna come back, so
oh,
I'll get to see it.
Yeah.
I saw pictures, but I'll get to see it live.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, some of the other band members have told me what their biggest, the fans, they cannot get away from the fans, folks.
Thank you for coming, guys.
They have given me their biggest wow moments. There are people you need to talk to.
No.
Okay, cool. They've given me their biggest wow moments. Like, they're, oh my God, this is happening. I can't believe this is my life. What has that been for you?
When we first started, honestly. You know, my entire life I grew up, I always wanted to be a professional baseball player. And then it changed. You know, when I was in high school, I really like music. I got my first guitar when I was like 17. And then I met these guys. I knew for a second that we formed a band. I was like, wow, like, this is cool. Like, we're in a band. And
yeah.
we all just love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And we just, you know, kind of just fit. And then we played our first show. That was probably the wow moment. I was like, wow, we're actually playing
yeah.
music in front of other people. Like, this is crazy.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. And I have to tell you that I personally, my own background is in theater, and I'm a singer, and I'm
right.
a vocal teacher. Can't tell it today because I've been sick. But I've really been impressed with the progression of your vocals over the time
Thank
that
you.
I've been listening
yeah,
to you.
I've been working really hard on those. You know, I'll be driving in the car back up to school, even after a practice with them. I have an hour back up to school after a practice with them. So I'll sing the entire car ride
oh,
back
awesome.
Home.
Yeah.
And then I'll sing before I go to bed. I'll just... You know, just a bunch of little exercises that I'm doing now that I didn't do in the beginning. And it's, I've noticed it myself as well. And other people have noticed mm-hmm. as well. So, whatever.
Well, and that's good. Between you and me, if you don't mind me saying, and I will cut this out of the radio if you don't want it to be public. when you first started, the personality 100%. Like, to me, you had the audience. And when I say first started, you were already around for a little while the first time we saw you. We first saw you at the Work in Progress concert, right. I guess, last February. Yeah. And to me, on all the more, like, rapish stuff, you were perfect, spot on. Yeah. But the melodic stuff, you tended to be a little flat.
I was struck with that.
And then at Megan's Party, I noticed you were a little better, but there were still a few songs, especially the ones, again, me as a singer, most of it's stuff none of the audience would know, but those little notes that you go,
oh, yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
And tonight, to me, you were spot on.
Oh, thank you.
I need you to know that, whether or not you want the audience to know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just, you know what it is? It's honestly a matter of focus.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started, I just enjoyed playing. Like, I still enjoy it, obviously.
Yes.
Enjoy it 100%. And I just enjoyed doing the fast rap, exciting songs. And I was like, whenever we played a slow song, I was like, oh, here we go.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do this.
And those are the ones where you need a little more focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now I realize those are... For especially for the people in the audience, those are like that's the singer song. When you play a slower song, that is the singer song. Most
you're the focus, yeah.
The focus is going to be on the singer and having the singer song. And then I realized, like, wow, I really have to, you know, do better with those. So I really started practicing. You know, I still don't know what a pitch is. I still don't know what a melody is. I'm just, you know, doing it mostly by ear. But you know, it's definitely focusing on stuff like that.
Well, your hard work is paying off. Thank you.
You.
Is there anything else you want the people to know before we say goodbye?
Just thank you guys for listening to our EP. Stay tuned for our next one coming out, hopefully, you know, in the next few months or so. And we're just, thank you for listening to us. This is a dream come true for us.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you to the Flukes and their fans for speaking with us. And thank you especially to Kyle Misery and the Trilly Brothers for allowing me to spend time with them and to share some of their great music with you. We opened with Found, and we will close with the other fan favorite, Edge of Town. Tomorrow, Renee Sullivan is the Business Spotlight. She talks to us about how to get customer testimonials and use them. Please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. And here is Edge of Town.
Thank you.